generation of struggle changed the face of our nation, African Americans entered the 70s with newfound hope.
I am somebody!
Vibrant leaders emerged, and black culture reached its high point, influencing all facets of American life. But progress slowed in the decades that followed. Black culture began to lose its distinctive flavor. And as the millennium drew to a close, disaster struck. These seemingly random events were in fact orchestrated by the man, a villain obsessed with turning back the clock on race relations. Just when it seemed the funky spirit of the 70s would be lost forever, a new hero emerged. His name, Undercover Brother.
Tether fall, we gonna tether fall, the mother sucker. Tether fall, sucker. Tether fall, we gonna tether fall, the mother sucker. Tether fall, sucker. Tether fall, we gonna tether fall, the mother sucker. Tether fall, sucker. Tether fall, we gonna tether fall, the mother sucker.
Unbeknownst to Undercover Brother, there was a secret organization dedicated to truth, justice, and the Afro-American way. They had never crossed paths until now.
Come in.
Good work, sister girl.
Data from the mainframe, ready to commence.
She's transmitting. We up and ready?
Yes, sir. And I've hacked into the bank security system.
You got sold.
We're in.
Aha! The computer! Another idea stolen from the black man. Did y'all know that George Washington Carver made the first computer out of a peanut?
Oh, shut up and get back to work. Spent 6 months setting up this operation, and I want to see everything. Offshore accounts, dummy corporations, money laundering. If we can cut off his funds, you may finally be able to stop the man. Waited a long time for this.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the...
Ah, something.
Hey! What the hell are you doing, old man?
Headquarters, is there another agent on this case?
Hell no! Damn it, who is that guy?
I'll cross-reference the bank security camera with our database.
Oh, shit, it's Macy Gray with poke top sideburns. Who's bad?
Right on,
sweet sister.
Damn, it's my brother. Who is he? Sister girl, abort mission. Damn it, who was that guy?
Here's the plane. He's got the fight man, and he's looking fine when he goes head to head. Well, Betty's that medallion, and it stands for pride.
Shoot that gun to be your guide.
Ah, he does it good. He's a running pin of the hood.
For myself.
Undercover brother. Undercover
Fabulous.
And now, the Channel 8 News with Wendy Marshall and Chuck Marlborough.
There's growing speculation that former Defense Secretary and war hero General Warren Boutwell will run for president. He is considered the first African-American with a legitimate chance of winning. Wendy?
Yeah, he is a strong candidate, Chuck. He's so well-spoken.
I've noticed that.
General Boutwell seems to have a lot of support all across the nation.
Yes, and not just in the urban areas.
In fact, the decorated four-star general and Vietnam vet is regarded as one of the country's most well-respected public figures.
Thank you very much.
A staunch advocate for civil rights, Boutwell has never backed down from controversial issues.
Indeed, if ever there was a straighter arrow than Warren Boutwell, we'd be hard-pressed to find him.
Well, if he does declare his candidacy, this certainly will be an exciting race.
Race? I'm not touching that one.
First, our children hip-hop all over the suburbs. And now Buckwell might be president? They are taking over every aspect of our culture. Don't you agree, Mr. Feather?
Word. For she's him on easy.
What did you say?
I said, for sure. Yes, indeedy. Now I have a cold.
I want the White House to stay white. Eliminate him!
But, sir, if we kill him, we'll only be making him a hero.
Do you have a better idea?
Our friends at Multinational Inc. have been developing a new drug with some very interesting side effects. I think we may have found the perfect guinea pig.
Bandits struck multinational bank. However, it appears no money was stolen. Authorities questioned singer Macy Gray, but she was released for lack of evidence.
Well, would anybody like to explain exactly what the hell happened at the bank?
His name is Undercover Brother, Chief. Apparently, he was erasing mortgage records so that low-income families wouldn't lose their homes.
Great. A Soul Train reject with a Robin Hood complex. Now I've heard everything.
Hey, now, at least he got the job done. Hell, that's exactly the kind of man we need around here.
The key word being man.
Oh, hey, hold on now. I didn't say that this time. You did.
Put words
in my mouth. The general's press conference is starting.
We interrupt this broadcast to take you live to a press conference by General Warren Boutwell, in which he is expected to announce that he is a candidate for the presidency of the United States.
I wonder if he'll run as a Democrat or an Independent.
Never know. Might be a Republican.
Oh, well. Please. Kind of self-respecting black man will run as a Republican. Name one thing the Republican Party has done for black people. One!
What? They were the party of Lincoln. They stood against the tyranny of oppression by leading the call for the Civil War and forced passage of the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed the slaves.
I named two things lately.
Damn, it doesn't matter what party he's with. This could be the first step on the road to putting an African-American in the White House.
It's a great day for black people of all races.
Good morning.
Think about it.
I've thought long and hard about how I can best serve my country now that I'm no longer in uniform. Well, today, I am proud to announce that I will be opening a chain of fried chicken restaurants.
General Bowers,
yes, sir.
So you're passing up a chance to be president to open a chicken joint.
A man like me doesn't have any business in politics.
They say you should always do what you know, and what I know is good fried chicken.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
General, don't you think your supporters in the African-American community will be particularly disappointed?
Not after they taste the general's fried chicken.
Surrender, Colonel. Here comes the general.
Will there be side dishes?
Sweet potatoes, black-eyed peas, mashed potatoes, macaroni, cornbread, and the general special hot sauce.
That's all we do.
Thank you very much.
General,
nice to see you all.
General, what about dessert?
You know, he does have a point about that colonel. I never trusted the colonel. Slaves cook that chicken. Ain't no white man know about no 16 herbs and spices and giblets.
Smart brother, if you so damn smart, why don't you explain what the hell just happened?
What?
If I wanted to hear something stupid, I'd have asked this skinny black ass.
In your face! Skinny black. Hey!
Damn it, we gotta find out exactly what happened to the general, and fast.
I'll get right on it, Chief.
Hold on, sister girl, not that fast. We need some new blood on this case.
What? Who? You can't just hire some fool off the street.
Watch me. Get me undercover, brother.
Too foggy for myself.
You were the only man outside the palace.
I was outside.
Jimmy!
But I wasn't the only one.
Jim Kelly!
It is not possible.
Watch out for the hand. Watch out for the hand, Jim. Get you every time. Spin him back. Give him the foot.
I think I'll lay down and get me a little bit of sleep.
Don't touch the hand!
Okay, Bruce Leroy. Turn around. Slowly.
If you're gonna shoot me, shoot me. Thank you, Jesus. Dig it. You that sister girl from the bank, huh? I guess you like what you saw earlier. Look, baby, let's stop fooling around. Body slamming, let's get to jamming.
Excuse me.
Oh, nothing relaxes a brother after a hard day of going undercover like a little piece of the cookie. Oh!
My cookie would break you in half.
Maybe. But that would be some long division. Long. Look, you hit me pretty good, but I wasn't ready. Now, anytime you think you want to get feisty or throw down...
So, sister girl, you're not here for undercover lover. You must be here for undercover brother. What, pray tell, can I do for you today?
Okay, we're here. Now, be cool. This place is top secret.
Solid.
Baby, you know you ain't right.
I'm gonna need my custom shears for this masterpiece.
Careful. Puncture him, the hot air's liable to kill you. Take a seat.
Mind for do.
We're gonna hook you right up.
Holy funkadelic. This is some kind of secret organization you have here. I mean, look at all this high-tech spy equipment. Look, you got clippers. You got TCB activator. I mean, your only competition must be the KGB. Or the FBI.
I never did nothing but good. I swear to God, I ain't done nothing.
Oh, come on. The flashing light and fan make the drop seem worse than it is.
I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Entering secure area.
Stand here.
Right here.
Blackness confirmed. You got soap.
What I'm about to show you, few people have ever seen before.
Would Agent Jefferson please pick up the Black Nurse's phone?
Agents, report to the ready room. Agents, report to the ready room.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Well, yes, I know. You know, I really don't want to talk about this over the telephone. Perhaps we could meet at a secret location. Okay. No, that sounds great. All right. Revolution. Take care.
This is Undercover Brother.
Hey, how you doing, brother? Good morning. Good morning. Get off this. You brought a spy around me.
Helps you.
Spy in the building.
Don't touch the frog.
Back up off me. Let me tell you something about the word good, brother. Good is an ancient Anglo-Saxon word. Go-ah, meaning the absence of color. I.e., it's all good, which it is, or goodwill hunting, meaning I'm hunting niggas. So if you say good morning to me, the only thing you're saying is I'm going to kill your black ass first thing in the morning.
Is that damn undercover, brother?
You in trouble now.
Where the hell have you been? Let me tell you something. This is a job, not some kind of damn summer camp. And I'm tired of you disrespecting me. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't fire your sorry ass.
Because I don't work for you?
Shut up! Save your smart comments for the chunky brother in the smock. Not get in my office!
Congratulations, Mr. Feather.
Thank you, Mr. the Man. As you can see, the General is totally under our control.
Yes, our little experiment was a success. In fact, I've decided to use the General to launch Operation Whitewash.
Fabulous. I'll inform multinational to step up production.
The only thing standing in our way is the Brotherhood, and they won't be a problem. Will they, Feather?
No, sir.
Good.
Or will they, Feather?
New one from Britney.
Some connection between the General's announcement and the man.
Come on, y'all. Y'all telling me there's really a man?
What do you think? Undercover Brother? That is your real name. You think things just happen by accident? No. Sometimes people, mostly white people, make things happen. That's where we come in. And I never end in struggle against the man. A.K.A. Whitey, A.K.A. Mr. Charlie, A.K.A. Honky McGee.
So the conspiracies we believe for all these years are really true? The NBA really instituted the three-point shot to give white boys a chance?
Absolutely.
So the entertainment industry really is out to get Spike Lee. Is that right?
Come on, man. Even Cher got an Oscar.
Cher! And O.J. really didn't do it.
Let's just move on, shall we?
Holy moly, looks like the Source Award's in here.
Ow. It does now.
Hurting.
Who's that?
Oh, this is Lance, our intern. Lance is his undercover brother.
What's happening? What's up? Okay, how did the white boy get a job here at the Brotherhood?
Shit. What can I tell you, man? Affirmative action.
What? Here we go. Oh, boy. Open up the window. It's getting all racial up in this piece.
Look here, undercover brother. Now that you're working for us, you're going to need to memorize our rules and regulations. Trim the hair and, for God's sake, get rid of the clothes.
Slow your roll, Chief. You know I respect what y'all doing here at the Brotherhood. But I'm a firm believer in everybody should do their own thing.
What a boy wants, what a boy needs, what a free.
Okay, he should never do his own thing.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
I said, look, you better open the bank and give me my money.
Yeah,
my money. I don't care whose bank it is.
Right.
I know whose money is in it.
Right.
No, I'm keeping it real. That's all I'm saying.
High conspiracy, brother.
High. What you mean high? Like high yellow want to be white? Huh? High like the white man wants to keep us? Huh? High?
You ain't smell no weed on me, did you? Hey, brother, can I get a list of the words that trigger these fits? Man, you really need to relax. You go see a movie.
A movie?
A movie.
Come on, man. Why, so I can fall in love with some cute black man that teaches white people everything they know about the shrimp industry before they kill him 30 minutes into the movie? Huh? Hey, why don't you walk down that tunnel, black man? Hey, black man, turn on the generator. This dinosaur is out there. Hey, black man, look out. He's got a gun.
Ow!
What?
I'm here.
But my vest coat is dead. Yes, I'm alive.
I told you to keep your finger off the trigger of that thing.
Cool, everybody.
Undercover brother, please.
Keep going back to work.
Sorry about all that.
I shit on myself.
I have a couple of things for you. Here are your shoes. I took the liberty of making a few modifications.
Woo!
And now, am I correct in assuming that the Cadillac that was double parked in the Brotherhood parking lot belongs to you?
Smart brother?
Uh-huh.
That is not just a caddy. Wait. That is a Cadillac coupe.
Hell! Y'all don't give a shit about me! I'm gonna need a sponge bath.
Oh, that's an orange soda dispenser. Oh, and a crossover amp and subwoofer for your 8-track.
Oh, man, smart brother? You's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth! Enjoy, huh?
Okay.
Big car, big hair, big necklace. Someone is clearly overcompensating.
First of all, you forgot about my big black fuzzy balls. And secondly, this is not a necklace. It's a medallion given to me by my father, so I never forget who I am or what I stand for. I don't need no gold, don't need no jewels. The medallion keeps me cool. You dig?
Sister girl, undercover brother, come in.
What it is, Chief?
You've just discovered that the general is playing golf with some of multinational's hit honchos. Now you get your ass down there and see what you can find out. And by the way, undercover screw-up, don't let me catch your black ass in the news again. You hear me? I want you to blend in.
Chief the baby, I'm a master of disguise. I can blend in like a good weave.
Say, where's that caddy? I don't know. Oh, there he is.
German Rasta.
Sister girl, the camera's up.
Would anyone like some fried chicken?
Mm-hmm.
feather.
Undercover brother, we're definitely on the right track. That's the number one flunky of the man.
I'm going to report to the chief, find out what he wants us to do.
That cat will be long gone by the time you get in touch with the chief.
This thing's going down now, baby.
This is strictly an observational mission. We are not authorized to take action.
Well, observe this. Action is what undercover brother's all about.
The mind control formula is complete.
Who's there?
Kung!
Kung who?
Kung Fu!
Come on, let's go.
Oh!
Come on!
Stop where you are. This is security. Do not move.
Quick, this way.
A healthy move. Do it.
Code 37.
Hey, slow down over there, people!
Hold the wheel, baby.
Oh, no! Stop! Stop! Hold it too fast! Losing control!
There's gotta be another way out of here.
Hold it!
Thanks for the lift.
A spectral analysis has ironically confirmed traces of poultry on Mr. Feather.
This proves that the man must be behind Multinational Inc.'s deal with the general.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. What has a man got to do with fried chicken? Is that his big plan to get black people to eat junk food?
Open your eyes, undercover brother. This has to do with discrediting the general. That is the white man's tactique.
He don't want no black president.
You've seen it all through history. They never give black man credit. Jesus Christ. Black man. Babe Ruth. Black man. Madonna sleeps with black men. Think about it.
So the general sold out to the man.
I don't think it's that simple. When you're dealing with the man, it never is. Our only choice here is to infiltrate Multinational Inc. And then we can find out what happened to the general. It'll be a very dangerous assignment. It'll be your most vigorous training yet. You're going to have to think and act just like a tight-butt white man with a 401k plan and a country club membership. So pay attention.
Here. Have a bite of this,
sandwich.
And how did you know I was hungry? I ain't eat nothing this morning.
You trying to kill me?
If you're going to pass in white America, you are going to have to learn to like mayonnaise.
No.
Listen, if you're ever forced to eat this mayonnaise, simply press the button on this side of the watch. It delivers a rather liberal spritzing of hot sauce. One blast should be enough to make Caucasian food edible.
Well, it works on grits.
Now, since time is of the essence, I developed a device that allows you to absorb the whole of white culture in mere seconds using subliminal imagery. I call it Caucasia Vision.
Hey, I feel like George Clinton. We want the funk.
Turn it on.
I see white people.
It's too much! Too much! Caucasian overload! Caucasian overload! Caucasian overload! Caucasian overload!
Caucasian! Breathe! Breathe! That's too much white for one brother to take.
You did good. We need to make sure the process worked. So I called in an expert on white culture.
In season 3 of Friends, what object of Julia's did Ross see on his bedside table the night he kissed Rachel?
A saline solution.
He's ready.
Really hope so. Today's my first day at multinational.
Oh, my.
Jackson. Anton Jackson. And no, not one of the Jackson 5.
Here we go. You're in Suite 54, Tobacco Division.
We need some fresh, hip strategies to expand our market share.
As it turns out, I have just the product.
Here's one of your cigarettes. Take a good look at it.
It's pale, small. A little on the limp side. It's basically inadequate. Can't possibly give much pleasure to the user.
It sure can't.
I mean, ask yourselves, how many black people are going to want to smoke this?
Not the one I know.
You have to effectively position your product with the black consumer. May I present to you the Fatty? Huh? It's got that hand-rolled look and feel that's so popular with today's black youth. It's big.
It's full of long-lasting pleasure.
To be enjoyed again and again and again.
I could use a smoke.
Yeah? Yeah. It's time to say goodbye to Anton Jackson. Say what it is to Undercover Brother. Now that's a long way down.
Hey!
Brotherhood. Are you digging me?
Undercover brother.
I'll transmit some computer files I found about the general. See what you can do with it.
Right on.
The chief wants you to stay undercover until we decode this information.
I can dig it.
But be careful, undercover brother. If they're on to you, they might set up a trap.
This is a girl I noticed at the wrong time. I wanted to let you know. I'm thinking about you, girl. I'm bouncing. Shaking the spot. Gone.
Mr. Alliance, there's been a breach.
That afro, I'd recognize it anywhere. The Brotherhood is making their move, just as I expected.
It's time to release our secret weapon. I call it Black Man's Kryptonite. I wanna be dead.
So sorry. Let me help you.
Geez, that's sweet of you. If I mess up my boss's report, he's going to have a conniption with a capital K.
Oh.
Penelope Snow.
Anton Jackson. I'm so sorry. Here.
Thanks, Anton. You're so sweet. And cute, too. In a Theo Huxtable kind of way. Are you new here?
Yeah, it's my first day.
Mine, too.
Really?
Yeah, I just moved here bringing nothing but my hopes and my dreams. But sometimes the big city can be so big. A girl needs friends, Anton. Would you like to be my friend?
We all know that people are the same way. Good and bad in everyone.
When we learn to live, we learn to give each other what we need to survive. Together alive, ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony. Side by side
in common. I know what it feels like to be discriminated against. I mean, just because a girl has a healthy sexual appetite doesn't mean she can't do her job.
Mm-hmm.
They look at you, and all they see is a threatening black man.
Mm.
And they look at me, and all they see are my full breasts and my narrow waist that tapers to my perfect backside. It's just not fair.
Uh-uh. Here you go, folks.
Yeah.
And here's the extra mayonnaise you ordered.
Yum, yum.
Enjoy.
This is the best stuff. Have you eaten here before, Anton?
No, I haven't. It's my first time.
Oh, take a bite of my sandwich. Come on, Anton. Just one little bite.
Scrumptious.
Oh,
Anton, I can't wait to see you in these quarter eyes.
Oh, you're going to make me blush. And you might not see it.
May I help you, sir?
Hello, fellow person of color. How's it going today? What's going down?
What are you doing with that girl?
What girl?
That girl.
Oh, the white woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm undercover. And sometimes when you go undercover, you have to do things you wouldn't normally do, no matter how difficult, how dangerous, how good it might have felt.
Like having sex with white girls.
Damn it, woman, would you just back off?
Attention. Angry black man in khakis.
Golly, I must have tripped or something. Oh, hi, Tanja. Listen, I was wondering, do you have any dickies? Because I couldn't find them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we're all sold out.
Aw, that's too bad. Come on, Anton. I saw a mock turtleneck at Eddie Bauer that's perfect for you. Thanks for all your help. Bye-bye, Tanja. Bye-bye.
I want you to buy my new fried chicken, that is. Sure enough. I used to work for the Pentagon, now I help you to get your chicken off. And for a limited time only, order an 8-piece nappy meal and get a 32-ounce malt liquor absolutely free.
You be buying, yeah, we be frying. Gentle chicken, the best chicken in the world.
Introducing the Nappy Meal from GFC. This chicken is the bomb. At the General's, we do chicken right on.
You look at that. The General's lost his damn mind. Making a fool out of himself over this crap.
General Fried Chicken. It's butt kicking. Hey, hey.
What? It's catchy. Reminds me of the Fresh Prince. I like him. He raps happy.
Excuse me, sir. This is a restricted good. God.
Hey, you cheapster.
Lance.
Nice pants.
Thank you.
Undercover brother?
Undercover brother? What happened to you?
He had sex with a white girl, that's what.
Oh, was it everything I dreamed of? She had pink nipples, didn't she?
Big ones. Yeah.
Oh, my boy. Yeah. Coffee matching the drinks.
Excuse me.
No, man, you can't be doing that.
Something like
no,
that,
man.
You
listen, about. White girl or no white girl, I want to know where the hell have you been?
Not there, because that's where people who swear go.
Thank you very much. You sound like a 14-year-old white chick.
I don't think so, sister girl.
It's sister girl, dude.
Maybe I'm Planet Ebonics, but where I come from, we like to pronounce our E's and our R's. Thank you very much.
E's and R's? Ebonics, huh? Well, I'd be thinking that somebody in this room is selling out. I say we kill him. Shut the door, nigga. Shh, it's gonna be all right, baby. Don't look.
I'm sorry, though, but you need...
Hey, buddy.
If I hadn't read that article in Vanity Fair on anger management, I'd put away this guava, mango, broccoli smoothie and put my foot in your patootie. Now, maybe you guys don't like the new me, but I don't give a gosh darn. For all I care, you can all get the bejeebies out of here. Now, if you excuse me, it must be going. Frazier's on.
Bejeebies?
He said he would stick his foot up my so-called patootie.
Damn it. I knew this could happen. You can only keep an agent undercover for so long before he loses his identity. Hell, no man can resist low-interest loans and non-fat lattes forever.
And white women?
But let me get this straight. Whenever a black guy does well, starts wearing Dockers, buys a few Celine Dion records, and sleeps with a white chick, you automatically say he's sold out?
That's enough, Lance.
Always trying to shut the white man down.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that ain't right.
What's the worst, my brother?
I was able to decode the data from Multinational Link.
The general is under the influence of a psycho-hallucinogenic drug.
It's a mind-control drug, sir. Very powerful, very easy to use.
Good Lord. With something like that, the man could control every black person in America.
Theoretically, yes. But it would take years to administer the doses individually. To be efficient, you'd need to develop a huge distribution system.
The chicken!
I hate to say it. If Undercover Brother don't get his shit together, this may be one battle we might lose to the man.
Small brother, am I going to die?
Dumps like a truck, 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 all night long. Let me see that thong.
Honey?
Yeah?
Is this Michael Bolton's version of that thong song?
No, but I want that one. I hear he got all the funk that Cisco missed. Do you like this?
You know, usually I'm not into the heavy stuff. But this is kind of catchy.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I made us some sandwiches.
Extra mayo for me, please.
Freeze, sucker! Put down the mayonnaise. Slowly. Now, Buffy, the black man slayer, step away from the brother.
My brother.
Come on.
I...
Move it.
Be careful.
Let's go.
Why? So you can tell me what a sellout I am again?
Oh, I don't judge people by how they dress or what music they listen to. But I remember a brother who wasn't afraid to be himself, who taught me to follow my own funky path, stand up for what I think is right. Remember this?
Ignore her, Anton. I'm all the single white female you'll ever need.
I want to. Really, I do. All day. I can't. Must be true to myself.
Look at that white girl. You crazy?
The darker the berry, sweeter the juice. Corner raise is so comfortable. I got to get funky.
Hey, Macarena, all right?
Can't throw this away. It's like this medallion. This brother's here to stay.
What's up, sister girl? Look at you. What took you so long?
Well, you don't think the heels are too much now, do you?
Oh, no, baby. It's funk tap.
Because I was going to go...
Hold it right there, undercover brother. Drop it.
This woman just
came. I meant the gun.
That's White She-Devil, the man's stupid weapon.
Sorry.
It's time to platform out of here. Damn duck shoes. Looks like we're in hot water. Or hot sauce.
Come on. It's not fair.
It stinks.
That's big boy. I'm going to the man. We really stink. Come on, Billy Jean King.
She's a bad man.
Come on, White She Devil. I've been waiting. Come on, baby. Come on.
You did.
Yes, I did.
this chick cautious, Disco Queen. All of it.
How dare you?
Hey. Now look at here. Booty toes.
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Oh, yeah.
Ow. Wait, look at it.
She's nice to my cat. Just letting it all hang out. I see that friend. Ow. I like a little sack. That's the back of her. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow. She's that friend. Ow.
The water cold.
Oh, yeah.
Water cold.
Everybody knows. This is how the story goes.
Nothing like safe sex. You know what I'm saying? Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
Hey, bitch. You enjoy yourself?
Get my cool back. Can you play something funky for a brother to drive to?
Rob Robinson!
Baby, it was made in the 70s. Ain't no Ferrari. So this has all been some kind of jive game to get me out of the way?
That's right. I was sent to destroy you and everything the Brotherhood stands for. In love with you wasn't part of the plan. Oh, undercover brother, you're too much man for me.
Baby, sometimes I'm too much man for my own damn self.
Mr. Feather, a status report, please.
All the pieces of Operation Whitewash are in place.
Good. It's time to extend the reach to black leaders in sports, the arts, entertainment, and business. Soon, all aspects of society will once again be dominated by the man. It's time to strike the final blow against the Brotherhood. So when I return to the lair, undercover brother better be dead. Are we clear?
Very good, sir. With undercover brother dead, the Brotherhood had best step correct or their next move will be their last.
Goodbye.
Can I ask you something? Did I just say they had best step correct?
Yes, sir. You did.
You see what's happening, don't you? You see how we're being corrupted by their hip and now fashion and their cool slang you can't help but use? Don't be dissing me!
No,
it's all that!
You go, girl!
What the video? Who let the dogs out? What you talk about, Willis? You know what I'm saying? Little by little, we're blending and merging until one day we're all going to be one united people, living and working and dancing together like the News or Ally McBeal or the people that work at Saturn. And we've got to stop it before it's too late.
You heard the man. As of now, Operation Whitewash goes global.
Jay-Z is doing Lawrence Welk's greatest hits. John Singleton to remake Driving Miss Daisy. Terry McMillan. Oh, Stella got a white man back? Double damn it. Black people all over the world are losing their damn minds. And look, they've all been exposed to the General's fried chicken. Smart, brother. How's it coming with this antidote?
I found one, Chief, but it only works on one person at a time. We have to stop this thing at the source.
Undercover, brother. You're back.
Oh. Hi.
Hey, what's wrong with you bringing a white girl in my house, boy?
She's working with us now, Chief.
Well, with my extensive and intimate knowledge of the man's organization, I can help you stop his evil plan.
Okay. Smart, brother. Take White She-Devil to the lab and find out exactly what she knows.
You know, you're cute in a Theo Huxley kind of way.
Really? Usually I get Al Roker.
Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Chief, various brother agents, I owe all of you a huge apology. I just watched this show, Roots? Maybe you heard of it? It taught me such a profound lesson about bigotry. I have sat on the sidelines of race relations long enough. I want to march down that field of oppression and kick that ball of bigotry right over the goalpost of intolerance.
Son, you talk a lot of shit.
Yes, I do.
But you down.
What? Are you kidding? You gonna let the white boy join just like that, Chief? I was in secret agent school for 3 years, man. 3 years. I paid for them classes myself. You made me.
Chief, I performed a full-range spectral analysis on Miss White She-Devil's brainwaves. Then I unlocked her subconscious using a special form of hypnosis. Then I gently brushed her hair. Then I reached deep within her tight little pockets and I found a list of the man's targets.
Good Lord. They're going after James Brown tomorrow night at the Grammys. We need to stop them. Find the general and give him the antidote.
That's right. It's going to the streets. Hey, y'all. It's revolution up in this bitch. Set the alarm. DEFCON 5. It's on, baby. It's on.
Good work, White She-Devil.
Thanks.
Oh, and you in, too.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Chief! I never see that bitch in my secret agent classes. I'm still paying the loans off, man. I sleep on a pissy mattress. I ain't got good food to eat. I borrow money for my weed. I quit. That's it. Y'all don't got conspiracy, Brother Jones, to get around anymore. Give me a pillowcase. I'm joining the clan.
Brother, we all love your solo enthusiasm, but this is about working together. Now, I've been a solo star shooting the shots that I thought would win the game. But in working with y'all, come to realize only a team wins a championship.
Teamwork. That's right.
Yeah. Teamwork. Yeah, I'm sorry, everybody. I apologize.
Teamwork. Now let's go.
All right. Hustle. Come on, white girl.
To make his move tonight.
Now, Lance, we're counting on you. Don't get distracted. Be focused.
Stick close to the target at all times.
Roger. Will do. Move.
Ladies and gentlemen, James Brown.
No, it's okay, Mr. Brown.
Wait a minute, what's going on?
Perimeter search. I'm on it.
What is that boy doing?
All right.
Ow! What's going on here?
Hey, Jimmy.
Now I feel good.
God, man!
The hardest working man in show business.
Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Hey, baby.
Thank you, James Brown.
No, I just got promoted.
Hello, Mr. James Brown. Hello, Mr. James Brown.
Good job!
You will soon be administered a drug that will make you feel good.
The signal stopped. It's James Brown touchdown.
That's James Brown.
That's Mustard. That's James Brown.
I can't believe it. Let him get away. I'm so stupid.
Hey. You gotta stop beating yourself up. We gotta work together as a team, okay?
Yeah, man. Let the team do it. Oh! I'm playing with him!
Stop playing.
Damn. Hey, dog. Hey, you need to lighten up. You know what I'm saying? Just be careful with this because you smoke too much, it's gonna have you all paranoid and shit. Takes a while to build up a tolerance like mine. What? Did you hear that? Shh, shh. Hey, y'all, you hear something? Shh, quiet. Shh. Here it goes again.
Incoming vehicle.
Don't you move. Identify yourself.
I'm with Island Fortress Cleaning Service, sir.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
No, just the janitors. Let's through.
So, Mr. Godfather of Soul, life as you've known it will soon cease to exist.
Sorry.
Any final requests?
Say it loud. Say it loud.
What are you doing?
Say it loud. Get up and do my thing now.
So good. So good. I got you here.
Ow! I feel good. It's time for the big payback.
Very clever, Mr. Undercover Brother.
Whoa.
Can you dig it?
Everything we'll need to take it to the man.
Hey, this isn't Taco Bell.
This is my brother. Can you find out where the general is?
Just give me 10 minutes.
Oh, shit!
You've got one.
Intruders! The Brotherhood has breached the communications room!
Everything's a party over here with you people, isn't it?
That's not all. The man is on his way here.
What? Right now?
His helicopter will be here in 5 minutes.
Mr. Elias, would you kindly take care of the nuisance in the communication room?
Yes, sir. Come on, let's go.
Yes, sir. Right away.
What have you done with the general?
General, could you come in here, please? General, if it's not too much of a bother, would you mind terribly killing this man? So I can always have something to remember you by.
Come on, hurry up! I wouldn't move if I were you.
Damn! Oh, shit. Get off of me.
Sorry.
excellent work, White She Devil. Come here, baby.
Hey, that girl gets some rain.
How can you do this to me?
Once you've had Undercover Brother, there is no other.
No, it's once you go black, you don't go back.
It's the Honky Patrol.
Let me do this. Oh, look who got the gun there.
Yeah.
What's that?
Hi.
Shut up.
What?
I said shut up, Whitey. I got the power.
Keep working. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a girl thing.
Break dance.
Break what?
I said break dance. Come on. Take it. That's right. It's good. Come on. Kid and play.
Kid and who?
That's right. Kid funky.
Oh, yeah. I like black people.
Oh, my God.
Watch yourself. Show them what you're working with. Oh.
White She Devil represents.
Oh. Yeah.
I got him.
Vector 4, Section 7.
Come on, General. You got to give me that gun.
That's a serial kill him!
Undercover Brother, are you okay?
Everything's cool. Now that you're here, sister girl.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here!
See what I've been dealing with?
Yeah.
Situation complete. We'll see you soon, Chief.
Atomic Corey. See what this so-called button does.
Attention. Atomic core set to overload.
My bad.
Eugene, we'll take the antidote.
What happened?
You gotta get the general out of here. I'm going after the man.
Let's get while we're getting good. There'll be another day to fight the man.
We can't give the man another damn day.
But sister girl's right. We gotta get the hell out of here, man. We're gonna die. We're all gonna die.
Take it hard,
Daddy.
There's times for falling apart, and there's times for getting funky. This is one of those funky times. So what's it gonna be?
You ready to play some funky music, white boy?
Lay down the boogie. It's time to take it to the man.
It just means you and I are like brothers now, huh?
I feel black.
Make you look white,
Al.
Don't touch me!
Sorry. Come on, General. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Let's get out of here. Come on!
Oh, come on.
Atomic core overload in 5 minutes.
Please exit in an orderly
fashion.
Stop him!
Earth, wind, and fire!
Shaquille
O'Neal!
Shaquille! Those.
Sorry about that.
It's all over, man.
You want some drama? Then bring it.
Man, protect the
the general at all costs.
Atomic core overload in 3 minutes.
Let me talk to him. I'm white. We don't want any trouble.
What are you going to do about it? Sissy.
I am not a sissy!
Not bad, Whitey. But if it was me, I'd have ripped the spine out of his hand.
Let's go! We got less than a minute before this place blows. Come on!
I believe this belongs to me.
Hold on, Dr. Miller, brother!
He's failed me. Leave him.
Let me out!
himself. Let's bounce, dog.
About a bazillion dollars worth of damage, and I sure as hell ain't covering for you. I don't give a damn how sexy you look floating down in your little pants. And that's for the rest of you.
I just want to say how very proud I am of all of you. Undercover brother, the world is safe once again, thanks to you.
Oh, no thanks to me, Chief. I couldn't have done it without Sister Girl. You know what they say? Behind every great black man
is the police.
No. Hey.
A bunch of slow white athletes?
No.
Cuba?
No.
Probable cause?
No. A strong black woman. Strong black woman. Strong black woman.
All day.
Uh-huh. It would have been cool to have a Latino, Native American, Asian, even a Jewish guy in the mix. The point is, by working together as one, we got the job done. No doubt. That's what the Brotherhood is all about. Solid.
Oh! Oh! Oh, look out, y'all falling back!
Having stopped Operation Whitewash, the Brotherhood distributed an antidote to the mind control drug to black people nationwide. And though the man escaped, the Brotherhood had found their hero. Thanks to Undercover Brother, the world was once again a funky place.
It's back on track with this fat rap that I put down for you all around the world. It's the big dog pound for you. And folks, we thrust and trust you. Man, you can't funk with us. Cold as a mother, all the women love him, cause they just want a piece of the undercover brother. Gonna take him home at night, cause he's so dynamite, sort of like Dolomite. Is that right? Sure, you're right. I got a little something for Goofy, Snoopy, Doofy, and Uncle Boosie.
Turn and look, I'm just talking with my nephew Snoop.
Where you get your Bobby Brown?
No, it's you.
I got to know it.
Yeah, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Hold that thought and that feeling, baby. Just let it percolate.
I'll be right back.
Hurry up, baby. Hi.
White She-Devil, what you doing here?
Remember, you told me to come over. And me and you and Sister Girl could make Oreos. Sweet and black on both sides with a dreamy white filling in the middle. Then I realized you can't make Oreos, so I bought some.
Some people got jungle fever. She got the flu. You know.
Eugene!